In fact, it's been a real tonic, Bill Dawe, and I... She stopped. I'm not breathing, am I?
It wasn't a question. She held a hand in front of her face and huffed on it. No.
I see. I've never enjoyed myself so much in all my life. Huh. So, when?
You know when you said that seeing me gave you quite a start?
Yes.
It gave you quite a stop. Miss Flitworth didn't appear to hear him. She kept turning her hand backwards and forwards, as if she'd never seen it before.
I see you made a few changes, Bill Dawe, she said.
No, it is life that makes many changes.
I mean that I appear to be younger.
That's what I meant also. He snapped his fingers. Binky stopped his grazing by the hedge and trotted over.
You know, said Miss Flitworth, I often thought that everyone has their, you know, natural age. You see, children of 10 who act as though they're 35. Some people are born middle-aged, even. It'd be nice to think I've been...
She looked down at herself.
Oh, let's say 18, all me life, inside.
Death said nothing. He helped her up onto the horse.
When I see what life does to people, you know, you don't seem so bad, she said nervously.
Death made a clicking noise with his teeth. Binky walked forward.
You've never met life, have you?
I can say in all honesty that I have not.
Probably some great white crackling thing, like an electric storm in trousers, said Miss Flitworth.
I think not.
Binky rose up into the morning sky. Anyway, death to all tyrants, said Miss Flitworth.
Yes.
Where are we going?
Binky was galloping, but the landscape did not move.
That's a pretty good horse you've got there, said Miss Flitworth, her voice shaking.
Yes.
But what is he doing?
Getting up speed.
But we're not going anywhere.
They vanished.
They reappeared.
The landscape was snow and green ice on broken mountains. These weren't old mountains, worn down by time and weather and full of gentle ski slopes, but young, sulky, adolescent mountains. They held secret ravines and merciless crevices. One yodel out of place would attract not the jolly echo of a lonely goat herd, but 50 tons of express delivery snow. The horse landed on a snowbank that should not by rights have been able to support it. Death dismounted and helped Miss Flitworth down. They walked over the snow to a frozen, muddy track that hugged the mountainside.
Why are we here?
Said the spirit of Miss Flitworth. I do not speculate on cosmic matters.
I mean, here on this mountain, here on this geography, said Miss Flitworth patiently.
This is not geography.
What is it, then?
History.
They rounded a bend in the track. There was a pony there, eating a bush, with a pack on its back. The track ended in a wall of suspiciously clean snow. Death removed a lifetimer from the recesses of his robe.
Now, he said, and stepped into the snow.
She watched it for a moment, wondering if she could have done that too. Solidity was an awfully hard habit to give up. And then she didn't have to. Someone came out. Death adjusted Binky's bridle and mounted up. He paused for a moment to watch the two figures by the avalanche. They had faded almost to invisibility, their voices no more than textured air.
All he said was, wherever you go together. I said, where? He said he didn't know. What's happened?
Rufus, you're going to find this very hard to believe, my love.
And who was that masked man?
They both looked round. There was no one there. In the village in the Ramtops, where they understand what the Morris dance is all about, they dance it just once, at dawn, on the first day of spring. They don't dance it after that, all through the summer. After all, what would be the point? What use would it be? But on a certain day, when the nights are drawing in, the dancers leave work early and take from attics and cupboards the other costume, the black one, and the other bells. And they go by separate ways to a valley among the leafless trees. They don't speak. There is no music. It's very hard to imagine what kind there could be. The bells don't ring. They're made of octyron, a magic metal. But they're not precisely silent bells. Silence is merely the absence of noise. They make the opposite of noise, a sort of heavily textured